Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Terry Fredheim, professor of Old Testament Emeritus at Luther Seminary in St. Paul. I speak today about the book of Job and its connection to the problem of natural disasters, which is an issue that has been faced by the Holden community. The book of Job is once upon a time literature. It's not autobiography or biography. Job is a what-if book, a let's suppose for the sake of argument book. It's a dramatic tale designed to pose key questions about suffering, presenting various points of view by the friends of Job, by God, by the prologue, the epilogue. And in view of God's negative evaluations of what the friends had to say, a key challenge of the book is to determine the point of view that the writer is commending to the reader. It seems likely they're focused in the God speeches. But the key reason for Job's suffering is his family's experience of natural disaster, particularly in Job 1 and 2. And hence, issues relating to nature and God's creation center the book's discussion about suffering. While the book lifts up both natural evil, the ill effects of the workings of nature, I mean, windstorm, lightning, fires, disease, all affect Job's family, and moral evil, human sin and its effects, the emphasis is on natural evil. And so Job begins by raising creation issues in chapter 3, and the interaction between Job and his friends focus on interpretive issues regarding nature and creation. And God's response then in chapters 38 to 41 has largely to do with three topics: meteorology, zoology, and cosmology, which is interesting in a theological work. The central point that the book will make about the issue is this: suffering, such as that of Job and his family, may occur because of the nature of the world that God has created, the nature of nature, and because God allows or permits, generally now, not specifically, allows and permits the natural order to be what it was created to be, released from tight divine control. That's a factor that one must figure in thinking through this topic. God created a world filled with risks: water, law of gravity, weather patterns, and God did not provide danger-free zones for the pious to be kept free from harm by the natural elements. And so much suffering is creation-based. And then a few comments finally on the first and last chapters of Job, on Job 1 and 2. This section is often called deliberately provocative. On the other side of this issue is people call it outrageous. But is the author commending these points of view to the reader or not that are in the book of Job? Primarily on the basis of the prologue, it is commonly thought by readers that God sends suffering directly into the lives of individuals to test their faith. I suggest, rather, that the Satan, that's not the later devil now, is a vehicle for portraying the idea that God lets the creation be what it was created to be. God's role is permission, not management. And then a couple of comments finally on the God speeches in Job 38 to 41. God takes Job out to, quote, where the wild things are, unquote. And God gives Job a theologically alert nature lesson, and urges Job to gird up his loins. Come on, Job, learn more about the world of which you are a part, and you won't raise as many questions as you do, perhaps. Or maybe you'll raise more, and that would be a good thing. God highlights Job's finitude, the limits of his knowledge, his limits of his ability, and God's use of agents in the creation and governance of the world. God works through creatures, and creatures in their working in the world are not perfect. Human sin may also come into play in thinking about nature's behavior. Leaving the most vulnerable habitats for the poor and the needy, who are the ones most affected by, say, natural disasters. Why did God create a natural world that produces so much suffering? A basic reason is that such a creation is necessary if it would be other than a drab, monotonous, ever the same world. God will sustain such a world because of its creative potential. So suffering from the ill effects of the workings of nature is the cost of living in such a creative place. And in the end, God takes responsibility for these forms of Job's suffering. The book is filled with questions from God and from Job. And the book encourages us to ask our deepest questions about suffering and suggests that maybe, like God, questions responding to questions may be an excellent pastoral move. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.